Last week, the Rebuild North Bay Foundation listed among their goals building a portable website for spreading information rapidly in preparation for the next emergency. There is a website right now for the October fires. It's SonomaCountyRecovers.org. When I reached out to the site, I got a response from someone at the County of Sonoma office. And then she surprised me by asking that we meet up with her colleague at Santa Rosa City Hall.
It was a collective decision between the city and county to create a one-stop shop for fire survivors to begin their recovery and rebuilding process.
So, a website made by two collaborating government agencies. Is that possible?
People joke about that a lot, but I think this is one time where we have a success story, and disasters do sometimes bring people together.
I'm speaking with Adrian Mertens, City of Santa Rosa Communications and Intergovernmental Relations Officer. She's joined by Brianna Kahn, Public Information Officer for the County Administrator's Office. Together, they worked with public information officers from the City of San Rafael to build a website providing valuable information to victims of the fire. What's more, as Mertens explained, they did it fast.
Less than 2 weeks. Yeah. And obviously, it's been growing since then. We add new information to it almost daily, make updates as new information becomes available, as new resources are added. It's definitely a fluid resource for people.
And thorough. SonomaCountyRecovers.org has links to services ranging from debris removal to housing to maps to air quality. What's more, Kahn noted, they have an email address for anyone in need.
It's info@SonomaCountyRecovers.org, and we have a staff member that checks it daily and responds to people if they have questions about debris removal, insurance reimbursement, or about any part of the process with rebuilding and recovery.
And even as the months pass since the fires, the website is still seeing plenty of use.
We just ran a report of our analytics for the website. In the last 90 days, we've actually had 50,000 visitors to the site.
And it should continue to get hits as the year progresses.
I think that the recovery website will exist as long as it's needed. However long we need to recover, however long we're rebuilding, the website will be maintained through that process.
But what is it about this website that makes it unique from any of the other sites that have popped up in the aftermath of the fires? Kahn explained.
The information that is on Sonoma County Recovers is vetted information. In addition, it's information that's coming from local government, so you know that there is a trustworthy source.
And Mertens added, once again demonstrating this unique collaboration of government bodies.
When we say that it's vetted not just through the city and county, but with our state and federal partners that we're working with as well. So I feel that our website, SonomaCountyRecovers.org, is somewhere where people can go to get verified information, much more trusted site than reading the comments on Facebook or Twitter.
Given recent news about social media, probably a safe bet. I'm J. Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.